that instead of black coffee in the morning and a tranquilizer.
Well, now, back in them days, I imagine coffee was the luxurious thing. Even in my lifetime, during the Depression, see, we grew our own wheat here, cradled it, and took it down to Ame Plantation and thrashed it and carried it to Model Mill in Jackson. They ground it and made a flour out of it. We done that for 3 or 4 years during the Depression to have flour.
You would lead me to some other questions here. You mentioned coffee. How did you drink your coffee?
I tell you, when us kids didn't drink coffee there, because that was a luxury item there. And when they made coffee there, they just had a plain old pot. Can they put the coffee in there and put the water right on top of it and boil it, the coffee and both together there, and they drink grounds and the coffee and all.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they let it sit there for a minute, most of the grounds go to the bottom there.
If you didn't put sugar or milk in it, did they have any, how would they say, or if company would come and say, how do you want your coffee?
When company would come there, we'd have cream. We had cream, not milk. See, they call it cream there, but nothing but milk. We had a bunch of cows that were milk, and we separated the cream from the milk. And of course, the milk there that we drank, we call it Blue John. And we'd either drink it or give it to the hog. And we took the cream there, and we'd either make butter or put it in the cream can and ship it to the creamer there where they made cheese. Now to me, that was another source of income and money. And
all these things lead to other questions. I don't want to interrupt you here, but what else? Would you give me the whole process of milking? When you milked, what did you milk into?
I tell you what. My mother, my sister, myself, we milked anywhere from 12 to 15 cows. And I swore if I ever got grown, I never would milk another cow, and I hadn't. And we'd milk into what we'd call a pail, just an ordinary pail, and then we had a big bucket over here that we'd, when we get that pail full, we'd go and pour it in this bigger bucket.
Mm-hmm. What was the pail made of?
It was tin, just a tin. And the bigger bucket was just a tin bucket.
Did you pour it through something?
Now we brought it in the house, and we had a strainer there that was made out of cloth. In other words, it was three layers of cloth, I best I remember. And we poured that milk, it come up like a funnel, but anyway, it come up like that. We poured the raw milk in there, and then it strained through there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, every time we'd run milk through, we had to change the pads. And then after we done that, we poured in what we call an old cream separator. That it had a bunch of dist. Best I remember, it had a bunch of dist on it there. And you turned it there and you got it to a certain speed. And then it had a big bowl on there. We'd pour that milk in that and it would separate the cream from the milk.
Mm-hmm.
And the cream would run out one place and the milk run out another. Well, that's what we just call Blue John, because the cream has been taken out of it.
Sure, what that is.
Blue John. That's what we call it. Blue John.
Actually, it's just skim milk.
It's just skim milk. That's what we call it. Blue John.
That's another new one on me. Blue John.
I thought everybody knew it. Blue John. That's all we had to drink of.
Did you folks say
yes.
Blue John?
But our separator was, after we put the milk into the separator, it had to stay a certain length of time and the cream would rise.
Yeah,
it had a little faucet at the bottom,
right,
like a water faucet that you'd turn.
Right.